Hey, you know, yesterday's, there's this anticipation that we have every time that we're going to hear something that's going to be a watershed moment in the budget situation in Illinois. And I was hoping, and I think as are most Illinoisans, and I don't know that yesterday was that moment. One column that was written this morning in the Chicago Tribune, a conservative publication here we're talking about, and the headline from their opinion columnists is that that speech was laughable.
Well, it did draw some laughs because the governor made some references to introducing balanced budgets in previous years. That was untrue. And I think people just decided to, you know, call him on it, but call him on a way that was different. I mean, you could boo, you could stomp your feet, you could do whatever you want to do. And I think people just maybe they thought a better approach is just to laugh. And he did. At one point he said, we need to stop finger pointing. And, I mean, everybody knows he's funding these multi-million-dollar, either the Republican Party or some of these dark money lobbying groups out there, and all they're doing is trashing largely Democrats or anybody who thinks that you can run the state without some additional revenue. So he's in a difficult situation, and as Madigan has said, as House Democrats have said, we continue to be interested in working with the governor. We've tried. I can offer more examples. I've done it on your air before. But, you know, it's a hard task when the guy sort of has multiple identities.
No, when it comes to this, I mean, some of the issues he did talk about. You know, Steve, just a second. I want to clear something up. But I think sure. You're the man for the job. I've had a number of people, the Democratic persuasion, join me on the air recently and says the governor has never submitted a budget. Now, my understanding, multiple published sources, that the governor has submitted a budget, but the key word would be balanced. Now, according to the Associated Press report, the submitted budget by the governor is $37 billion, while only $33 billion is available. Because I just need this, Steve. Has the governor submitted a budget as required by the Constitution?
Well, the Constitution uses the word balance, and none of the submissions he's made have been balanced, and in part because he believes it's okay to submit a budget that counts revenue, you know, pension savings, cutting state worker health insurance programs, a variety of things, cutting revenue that, you know, isn't already on the books, it isn't legal. So that's where the quibbling occurs. And then he's insisted, as you know, on a number of non-budget issues as a condition for the budget. So that's where the logjam, the impasse, whatever you want to call it, has begun and continues, and it would continue yesterday. The media reported numbers ranging between $4.5 billion and over $5 billion out of balance because of counting different things that he'd like to do that aren't authorized in the law, you know, and are savings that are, you know, you don't know how you reach that number.
Right. Well, it's just like the story about the revenue numbers were out of whack when they were generated. They were high. They've always been high, I think, historically in Illinois, as many state representatives of both persuasions have told me. So the governor has, in fact, submitted budgets over the last 3 years, but they have, in fact, not been balanced. But, in fact, this is another good question because you just mentioned how long you've been doing this, but haven't we had a number of unbalanced budgets? Because if we hadn't in the past, not just the last 3 years, how could we be in this situation without having unbalanced budgets?
And they have been. I'm not sure the out of balance is dramatic. I don't think you counted billions of dollars in pension savings for pension programs that weren't changed, that hadn't been tested in the courts. You know, the kind of obvious things. I think in the past you've maybe seen lowball estimates on what health insurance costs are going to be, either to citizens who are poor or state workers, you know, who we pay their insurance, or retirees. Yeah. There's a difference. We could spend hours and we'd probably lose most of your audience on the details.
No kidding. You know what? Because I've looked into this. I mean, whether it's pension investments that don't meet their estimated goals, there are, I mean, a lot of moving targets. And I'm, you know, and I'm pretty anal retentive about stuff like that. But
sure.
Let
me make a suggestion that might be helpful. Is a fellow named Charlie Wheeler, a former Sun-Times State House correspondent. He runs the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois in Springfield, and it was a real student and hawk of the budget and could write about it in ways that what I like to say our imaginary friends Herbert Ethel could get.
Good.
You ought to get him on your show some morning and have him spend some time talking about some of those nuances, and it will help people get a better grasp of what the heck's going on.
Good, because I just wrote his name down and location while you were saying it, because I want to take your advice. All right, now the governor's saying, look, I don't want taxes on food and medicine, but I will discuss services, tax on services. And then, of course, going for the other, I think one of the big items is a permanent tax freeze, which he's, I think, looked to the House in his statements yesterday. These are some of the parts that, in my mind, caught my attention when it comes to the Senate plan and these taxes and where that line is drawn as far as the governor's concerned.
Well, and he did say those things, and he talked about a tax plan that's fair to taxpayers and didn't really define that. He did the food and medicine, the sales tax on food and medicine, which is probably one of the most unknown tax breaks Illinois residents got, goes back into the 80s. My guess is you ask people at the grocery store, do you think you pay sales tax on your food? I bet 9.5 out of 10 say yes, but they don't and haven't. So there was a proposal you put that tax back on. And I think that'd be very unpopular, very hard to do. It'd be like taxi retirement income. That was another suggestion some groups have made. That ain't going to happen either, I don't think.
Right. I mean, yeah, he said no food, no medicine, no retirement tax.
Right, right. And so as a result, so then you try to craft a plan through all of that. And I think that's what the Senate, to their credit, working together, is trying to do. And as you know, senators on both parties, all regions of the state, are being subjected to a tax, you know, from, if it's a Democrat, the Republican Party funded by the governor. If it's a Republican, it's one of these dark money lobby groups that pretend to be a think tank or something that, you know, are funded to some extent by the governor as allies. So it's hard swimming up this stream to try and fashion that proposal. But I think that's the work that is continuing.
I just got a text from a local CPA and who's an elected official says the last balanced budget had in Illinois was 2004. Now, because we talked about the budget, and you know, I wondered if that was a watershed moment for the week. And like I said, I guess maybe that will be defined later. And I'm wondering maybe if my expectations should be about today, because the court hears the AG's motion to overturn a previous judge ruling when it comes to paying state employees. And I know judges do not like overturning previous judges' judgments.
Well, that's the case. And the question becomes, will something in that venue happen in a definitive way today? Or will the judge, you know, set a schedule for oral arguments and briefings and you know, memorandums and all that kind of stuff? That's an unknown. We won't know that till sometime later this afternoon. I think the hearing's at 2 or 2:30 down in St. Clair County. And so that's another issue. Now, if somehow the judge vacates the order and there is no authority to pay workers or to make sure the programs and services aren't disrupted, that's kind of the way I like to look at it. Rather than, I mean, you say pay government workers, you probably have some segment of the audience says, well, I should get paid. They pay too much, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you have to have people who know how to administer the programs and services that are required by the law. And anything that says that can be done by volunteers, new hires, whatever, I think is fooling themselves and trying to fool the public. So, but the question is how immediate would anything, is anything going to happen down there? How immediate would be? In the meantime, there are several ideas, several bills in the House that would appropriate money to pay those salaries. So while it wouldn't be a full budget, but it would address that. And so the programs and services that are delivered to people all over the state every day of the week would continue. And so I think one way or another, that disruption that's feared probably will not happen.
Hey, Steve Brown's joining us, spokesperson, Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. What's next, Steve?
Well, hopefully we can focus back again on trying to get this this budget in place. I focus on the things going on at SIU, and the governor made comments in his speech yesterday about more funding for the MAP program, which is the the financial aid program that helps lower income people in the state. It's important. It's important not only to the public universities, but an awful lot of our private colleges have a big portion of their enrollment who are MAP eligible, who pay their tuition via MAP. But he's also still cutting the institutions. And I still don't understand how we rebuild the prosperity of Illinois by running smart high school kids out of our state, usually don't come back to our state to go to college. And it's a fundamental thing we got to kind of change directions on. I think it's important in your region, especially between SIU Carbondale and John A. That's a lot of goods and services and employment to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Brown, spokesperson of Zedfors, Mike Madigan. Hey, Steve, thanks for your time, pal. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I was checking on hotels around there. And, yeah. There's suites over at the Holiday Inn, I think, in Marriott for about $400 a night right before the eclipse. So I'm still going to camp out in the parking lot.
Okay. Well, don't worry. I'll find you a good camping spot. Don't worry, okay? It's 732 News Radio WJPF. Thanks, Steve.